Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's get started on our first topic we're going to talk about. And on Tuesday, I attended the ribbon cutting of a 3,180-acre of marsh creation on Lake Bourne's southern shoreline area. I have spent an awful lot of time fishing just north and northeast of Shell Beach. And out there was the chairman of the Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority, Gordon Dove, as was Joseph Guillory, the coastal engineer who implemented that project. Gentlemen, thanks for taking the time to go out there on a very blustery morning and go out and show the media and talk to people and explain what's going on out there. And I think it's very important that we let our audience know about that. So thanks for both of you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Yep, well, thanks.
Well, thank you especially, Gordon, but for Joe, he went duck hunting that morning, so it was no problem for him to get out there. You know, he's kind of a man after my own heart. But, Gordon, you know, you opened up your comments by saying you were surprised by the attendance that came out there from the media to see the ribbon cutting on this project, and I think that typifies how interested the public is and the media in coastal restoration in Louisiana. It is an ongoing project. It's on everyone's mind. It's been going on for years and years. And if you would, maybe you can start off by telling us, for people who maybe have been asleep for the last 20 years, about the CPRA. What is the organization that you head up?
Well, the Coastal Protection and Restoration was formed under Governor Kathleen Blanco. And it's went through the administration of Governor Kathleen Blanco, Governor Bobby Jindal, Governor John Bel Edwards, and now Governor Jeff Landry. And it was basically formed to basically have one mission, and that is coastal protection restoration from barrier islands to land bridges to marsh creations to levees to pump stations, and also it was formed to acquire money and to spend the monies as they become available on coastal protection and restoration. And it's made up of a coastal protection restoration board, which implements the projects and they actually choose the projects and they make sure they implement it with public input. And of course, I am chairman of that board, which has total oversight over the operations of CPRA.
Well, talking about this particular project, and this was the largest marsh creation, I guess, pardon the pun, this is a big landmark for Louisiana, and this is a huge effort that was done. And, of course, Joe's here to explain it in technical terms. But if you would, give us a brief description, Gordon, on where it is, what it is, how it was funded, and why was this one given a priority?
Well, as you know, that's in the vicinity of Shell Beach, Wachlowski, and your salinity levels in that area is about 8 to 9 parts per thousand. So it's definitely a great place to do marsh creation. And the thing about marsh creation, you're dredging material and you're immediately put in just a few short years, they have, as you said, 3,180 acres. You know, if you put that in conjunction to a diversion, a diversion is a 50-year process. Dredging is immediately, and so, you know, Joe get into the details of it, but they actually build the marsh up and recreate it using the sediments in Lake Bourne. And like I said, it's done quickly, and for the price tag of $115 million for 3,000 acres, that is an unbelievable great bang for your buck.
And where were the funds that came from to fund this particular project?
It came from NERDA, which is the BP oil spill monies.
This project, to kind of put it in perspective for people who might be familiar with Shell Beach, this is the shoreline. And I was telling everyone there that I'm old enough to remember before the Mr. Goal was cut through, that road that goes along Bayou Lutra actually went all the way to the Shell, to the Lake Bourne shoreline. And that shoreline from where the Bayou Wachlowski goes into Lake Bourne and down to the Lutz Canal, that shoreline was lined with camps. In fact, Campbell's Marina was located on that shoreline. Of course, when they cut the Mr. Go, it cut off access to it, and everybody had to retreat back to what the present-day Shell Beach is. But that will stabilize this shoreline and prevent further erosion, because without it, I think Lake Bourne would have been in the Mr. Go eventually. Joe, if you would, you were the project engineer on this. Explain how the project was done. Because really, when we're talking about time and immediacy, diversions are great, and I think we need them, but they take an awful long time, and this is almost like instant marsh. Explain how it works, Joe.
So we build a containment system. We're using, in this project, we're using soft sediment clays from Lake Bourne. Other projects, you may be using sand from the river. Depending on what material you're using will change the way the project is constructed. But in this case, we built containment dikes. Then we went in with a dredge into Lake Bourne, dredged the material out, pumped it into each one of the eight different cells, moving the pipe regularly to distribute the sediment evenly throughout the cells to an elevation that will eventually settle to an intertidal or elevation that's consistent with a healthy marsh habitat.
So what does it look like when someone goes out there and they take a look at the finished project?
When at this point in time, immediately finished, it looks like a high elevation of mud. What's going to happen is it's going to dry out. It's going to settle a little bit, and natural recruitment of vegetation is going to take place. If we have areas that aren't naturally growing, we'll go and plant them. Within one growing season, so by this summer, everything out there will be totally grassed in.
What are the and there are several, there are multiple benefits from this project. What are those?
So the projects can have structural benefit for storm. The funding source will dictate how you design the project. In this case, it was a habitat restoration project. So we built this to an elevation that's going to remain intertidal for as long a period as possible. Intertidal means that when the water comes up with the natural cycle of the tide, it floods, and then it recedes and it goes down. And so the birds, the plants, and all the other organisms that exist in a intertidal marsh will have a new home in this location. So it's going to be just like intertidal marsh in the entire area, in Delacroix and Hopedale and all throughout South Louisiana. Within 6 to 8 months, you won't be able to tell there was anything other than beautiful looking marsh.
Yeah, it's phenomenal, and I was amazed at how quickly some of that marsh grass, that vegetation, starting to come back. Joe, was this done on private or public land?
It's all on private property. Landowner is optional. Most people participate, and the state does not take the land. They come in and they restore it because it has the functional value for environment. It also has storm protection benefits, so the benefit is for the populace, but the land actually remains with the landowners.
And, of course, any marsh creation or marsh project, wetlands, requires maintenance. Is there going to be any ongoing maintenance, and what is the intended lifespan of this project?
We designed them to have an optimal lifespan of 20 years, but the lifespan will far exceed that. This marsh is going to be much healthier than any existing marsh in the area. So we anticipate it to go 40, 50 years with and further with no problem. It also protects the adjacent marsh. Erosion, once you start getting broken down marsh, the water comes in, the water goes out, and it just grows greatly over time. So if you can basically fill in these areas, you preserve all the marsh around it as well. So there are some significant benefits to the surrounding adjacent marshland.
Absolutely. And the storm buffer protection, one of the speakers mentioned, I'm absolutely assured and positive that this project eventually will save lives, and I certainly agree with him. If you're just tuning in, we're talking with Gordon Dove, the chairman of the Coastal Protection Restoration Authority, and also we have Joe Guillory with Duplantis Design Group, the engineers that have just completed the largest marsh creation project in Louisiana history. And if you've got any questions or comments about it, we welcome you to contact us on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. We come back, Joe. I want you to explain the difference between pumping and dredging Barrier Island restoration as opposed to this lakeborne shoreline that which you did. Totally different things, and I don't know how you guys got so good at it. I guess you're still kind of in the experimental stage, and we're all learning about this. We'll be right back to talk with Gordon Dove and Joe Guillory. If you'd like to join us, use that text number, 504-260-1870. I'm Don Dubuque, filling in for Newell Norman, and you're listening to the Big 870 WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And we're talking about the 3,180 acres of marsh on Lake Bourne's southern shoreline. It's called the Lake Bourne Marsh Creation Project. Attended the ribbon cutting this past Tuesday. This is the largest ever marsh creation effort, and it's become a critical first line of defense from hurricanes and other storms in the Gulf of America that threaten Louisiana. And joining us is the chairman of the Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority, Gordon Dove, and DDG's coastal engineer, Joseph Guillory, who implemented the project. And Joe, before we took the break, we were talking about the differences in pumping and dredging and restoring islands with sand. I've seen some of that, particularly in the Terrebonne area, and it's a pretty simple process. A little bit more complicated to borrow clay bottom from the lake shore, Lake Bourne. Explain what equipment you use and how that is distributed to create the marsh.
Yeah, so we use large marsh excavators. We call them marsh buggies that'll come in and dig material inside the system and build large levees that can contain or hold the sediment. The sediment remains in suspension for a long time because it's very fine silts, clays, very high nutrient, but it's vulnerable for a short period of time. So we then pump that material into the cell and allow it to settle and dewater. And as it dewaters, we decant the water off with devices that allow us to get the water off. And then once it's dry and come back to a natural ground, then we degrade the containment dikes. And you have typical marsh. That's a little bit different than if we're doing a barrier island, where a barrier island, the sands dewater rapidly, right? We pump the material into the sand, and then we actually are able to bulldoze it to the slope and the elevation that we need. One of the things that's important is you identify what caused the impacts, and sometimes on barrier islands and whatnot, you need to come back and after you restore it, you add some protection to keep that barrier island in place. So you'll come and put segmented breakwater rock projects on the outside of them to protect those projects for the long term.
I'm getting a lot of text in from people that are sharing some memories of the old days when that shore, that it was able to drive to the beach and the camps were there and things. I got one question come in for you, Joe. They wanted to know, this person says, I've been out there fishing and the land formation is incredible. Thank you. But wants to know, are there any disadvantages to dredging? I can't see any.
The one disadvantage that would be noted is that when you dredge a project and you put it out there, as soon as it's out there, it basically starts to deteriorate. That's the discussion that comes between diversions and whatnot. But it's immediate and it's built to an elevation. So there's really no big negatives to it other than the fact that Father Time starts taking effect, you know, once you finish the project.
Yeah, I don't see how it would be practical to try to divert sediment from the Mississippi River into that particular area. It's a long distance and a lot of things to do. It's about the only way you can do it. And I think you guys did a great job. But you're still, I'm sure, in the experimental stages with this. I mean, this isn't, you know, been done for that long of a period of time.
That's correct. Every project we do, we study what worked, what didn't work. And we try and modify. It's one of the things that CPRA is very good about after every single project is having discussions about what worked, what didn't work, and what can we do in the future to make better projects.
Gordon, I think this project is a huge success, but it's just one of many, many that are being included into the master plan. And I think a lot of people are unaware of all the different projects that are either underway or being planned and looking for funding. A lot of people were upset and lost faith in the CPRA when they canceled the Mid-Barataria sediment diversion. I was surprised when I read the Army Corps of Engineers environmental impact statement about some of the damage, the negative aspects of what it would do, and was surprised that it was even approved. And, I mean, I'm for diversions, but to put all your eggs in a diversion basket and just say, you know, I think a lot of people were under the misconception that, well, the river built it, and the river's the way to restore it and continue to maintain it. Well, it's not a simple issue like that. It's much more complicated. And time-wise, yeah, it built land, but it took thousands of years to do it, and we're looking at just 3 years, and this marsh creation project was done, and many of the other projects are going to be done in a short period of time. What was the determining factors that made the CPRA decide to cancel that mid-Barataria sediment diversion? Because it was already underway, and people said we're going to lose that money. I know it was a tough decision. How was it reached?
Well, I mean, first of all, of course, your money constraints. You had $2.8 billion, with a B, dollars left in the BPO, all fine monies. And you were, when we took office, you were already at you were already at $3.1 billion in climbing. It would have easily reached $4 billion, and it would have had to come out of the state. So that was number one. Number two, it would have completely devastated the fisheries. As per the Barataria Estuary, when they made their remarks to the Corps, in their remarks, they said it would destroy the fisheries, the bottlenose dolphin, and cost you shrimp and oysters and other fisheries. And then you had the pollution itself of the river with the E. coli so high, you cannot even swim in that water because of your high E. coli. You know, if that would have been a river, the Mississippi River of the 1920s, 30s, and 40s, it might be a different story. And then we didn't even get into the National Flood Insurance Program compliance that wasn't done by the previous administration. So we would have had to get compliance with FEMA and eight parishes to proceed forward, which would have taken another 2 or 3 years. And so, I mean, then if you get into the hypoxia, which is algae bloom that dies when it meets salt water, it would have devastated all the way to Grand Isle, Lafitte, what have you. And as you just said, you read the EIS. I'm not making this stuff up. I mean, it was in the EIS. This project should have never moved forward. The Corps was designing, and Congress had authorized a smaller diversion of 2,500 to 15,000 CFS with 65% federal funding, and the state would have only been liable for 35%. State funding, but no liability because the Corps would have built it. So you wouldn't have all these lawsuits that we're actually trying to wrap up as we speak.
And if anyone listening would like to see a copy of that EIS, I have kind of a condensed, I guess you call it the Cliff's Notes version, but it's very informative. And if you text me and just put a request in, I'll be glad to send you a copy of it. I think everyone should read it. It will help make that decision that the CPR made much more understandable.
And Don, one other note. You know, when the governor got elected, his first thing he told me, he wanted facts, figures, and backup. And that's what we did. Now, what else he would have done, it would have obligated GOMESA, which is kind of the holy grail for the whole coast. We get about $185 million a year to do as we want as long as it's within the coast and within the state's master plan. That would have obligated that for decades. All these other projects would have ceased to exist. Because you wouldn't have had the funding or you would have had to go find the funding. So that was the obligation to the future of billions of dollars in O&M.
Gordon, I'm sure you have seen, and I have actually seen, what the natural diversions at Neptune Pass and Mardi Gras Pass have done. They have built land, and it's a stark contrast, the east bank of the Mississippi River compared to the west bank where there's no water flowing from the river over there. Some people think diversions have been completely killed and ruled out because Mid-Barataria was canceled. What are the plans to continue with diversions from the river?
Well, as you know, we've issued a letter of intent to the Corps to proceed forward with the 2007 congressional authorization of a 2,500 to 15,000 CFS diversion. Remember, the only other two diversions that were built by the Corps was Carnarvon at 8,000 CFS and Davis Pond at 10,000 CFS. And they were going to build this other diversion. It's a smaller diversion because it had dedicated dredging. Now, your Neptune is being choked down as we speak. In other words, it's 119,000 CFS. It's causing shoaling in a river, and it's a hazard to mitigation. So the Corps has taken up the steps that they're choking it down actually to 80,000 CFS. Now, to answer your question, it does build. But it's not affecting anyone. on the other side of the river, you got people with homes and businesses and what have you. So a diversion in the right location and in a smaller quantity does work. Davis Pond was very successful. But remember, we maintained Davis Pond with a salinity level that fisheries can thrive in.
Exactly. Gordon, I'll tell you what, I got a couple of technical questions for you, Joe, that are coming in from some of our listeners, and we'll try to get to as many of these as we can. This one says, what about the location that you dredged the sediment from? What are the geomorphology issues or benthic organisms, pro and con? I think we got a scientist listening to us here, Joe.
Yeah, so that's a great question, actually. When it came to designing this project, this is the first really large marsh creation project we've had the opportunity to do in the state, like taking insight to or borrow material from Inner Lake. And historically, the depth of cut that we use is about 10 feet, and that was just an arbitrary number. So on this project, we wanted to answer that question and see, is there a different impact with different depths? So we actually turned, because we were taking so much volume, we actually turned it into a research study where we did a 10-foot cut, a 15-foot cut, and a 20-foot cut. And CPRA will be doing continued monitoring for dissolved oxygen, refilling, basically bed flow, or just sediments that are moving around the bed and falling in and filling this, and monitoring just that. Historically, we haven't had any issues, actually, Don. People are constantly asking for the coordinates of these so that in the cold winter times they can go chase the trout in them. But the answer is that we're going to try and find out exactly how it impacts the benthics and the fisheries on this project. So more to come on that.
Another question is, someone wants to know, what's the purpose of those round ponds in the pumped-in area?
Waterfowl habitat areas. Again, private landowners, most of the landowners like to hunt. They didn't want to have the entire cell filled in, so we left void spaces for waterfowl to be able to land and exist in the property.
All right. Got some more questions coming. Well, we can get to this one before the break. And it's a good question. It says, using public money, and I'm not real sure this is public money that was used totally, to create land for a private landowner, then he'll post it to keep the public off, probably will lease it for hunters to make money. Did the landowner pay any portion of the cost?
No, there are no funds from the landowners.
All right, and as far as the money, Gordon, is it considered public money that's being used for, you know, restoration of private lands?
Public money, you got different projects. Like QIPR is a federal program, and if you notice, I sent y'all a graph of all the land bridges that QIPR doing. You have NERDA dollars, which is BP dollars, which is still fine money that was given through the Treasury back to Louisiana. And then, Go Mesa, which is offshore revenues, but it's all public money. And remember, the landowner is allowing us to rebuild his marshes, his or her marshes, and to protect to protect the coastline and the different cities and communities of Louisiana. So we actually thank the landowners for working with us.
Yeah, there's certainly public benefit from it, even though it's being put on private land, because certainly it provides coastal protection from storms. And then, you know, it doesn't hurt to have waterfowl come into private land adjacent to a place like the Biloxi Marsh. I mean, waterfowl move, and so do the fish and everything else. So what's good for that land will also be good for the public. So I would have to say, there is some public benefit for it.
And, you know, Don, y'all were talking earlier about what happens to the land, these marsh recreations. But remember, they don't necessarily start eroding as soon as you put them in, because they grow vegetation. And like you said, that they plant vegetation where it doesn't take. So that's what helps bind these things together. And if you're in heavy wave action, you can use living reefs and you can use rocks to help protect it on its longevity.
Yeah. All right, gentlemen, we're going to take another break. We'll come back. I'll get to some of these questions, and Gordon, we'll try to get you to mention maybe what's the next biggest project that's on in the works that we can talk about, because there are many, many of them. And if people think the CPRA is not at work doing this, and I've heard that they're waiting for a plan, there is a plan. We'll be right back with Gordon Dove and Joe Guillory. You're listening to the Big 870.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
VWL. And back with the chairman of the CPRA, Gordon Dove, and also DDG's coastal engineer, Joe Guillory. We're talking about coastal restoration, a very popular topic these days. And Joe, here's a question that came in. Dredging Lake Bourne may yield cannonballs from the Battle of Lake Bourne in 1814. Were there any relics or treasures that you guys dredged up that were even, if you got something like that, would it be caught up in the equipment or what?
So that was actually a large concern. And the issue was unexploded ordnance. At one point in time, there was a military training facility located in Lake Bourne where they were doing test fire exercises. We had protocols in place to identify if anything came through the dredge. We did a lot of testing before the project started. We had plans on what would happen if something did come through. Unfortunately, we never found anything cool. Nothing ever got picked up with the dredge.
Yeah, I remember. I've got archival video of me standing on, I think it was an old naval base. It was a concrete platform catching a fish off of it from way back in the day. Gordon, I got a question in. Someone wanting to know about using some of the old abandoned pipelines to get the river to siphon to some of the coastal areas to help build the marshes. Isn't there a huge marsh creation project underway or a plan for long-distance sediment pipeline? And then that backed up with creating some of those land bridges.
Yes, so let's start on the Breton Chandelure side of the river, the east side of the river. We have numerous land bridges that will be pumped with dredging material. It's going to produce 10,236 acres at a cost of about $893 million on the east side of the river. That's either under construction, completed as this last project was, or under engineering and design. And that includes the Shenandoah Island, which is going to create 2,581 acres at $350 million in cost at Shenandoah, which is actually under they're moving equipment out there probably as we speak. They're supposed to commence in January. So when we get over to the west side of the river, you have the Barataria Land Bridge, which is about 40 miles to Golden Meadow, which will protect 276,000 acres, protected benefit. Now, that it will be dredged through pipelines off the river and out of the bay, something similar to what had just happened with the Planners Design Group, what they did in Lake Barnes. And then from Golden Meadow to St. Mary Parish is another land bridge. Together, those land bridges will create immediately, within 6-7 years, 24,000 acres, but benefit 476,000 acres that it'll protect by, remember, land bridges slow the migration of the freshwater south and retains it while slowing the migration of the high salinity waters north as it comes in there. And of course, you're inside the system, your vegetation becomes pristine. So that's the whole basis. Besides, we got a lot of barrier islands. We have, as I just said, we have Shenandoah Islands. We're rocking Grand Isle, we're rocking Fouchon, and we're rebuilding and rocking East Timely Island in Lafourche Parish and Wine Island and all the way to Marsh Island to the west, along with Rockefeller. So I'm trying to get the whole coast in this.
Got it. Well, gentlemen, I wish we had more time. Certainly been very informational, and look forward to more of those ribbon cuttings as new projects get to completion and we get back to the business of rebuilding this wonderful state coastline that we've got. Joe Guillory, DDG, thank you. And Gordon Dove, chairman of the CPRA, look forward to our next visit, guys. Thanks so much for the work you're doing.
And upon me, Governor Jeff Landry and CPRA, thank you very much.
All right, my friends. We'll be right back after this, and I'll get to some of the comments that are coming in on our text message board at 504-260-1870. And welcome back in. Don Dubuque filling in for Newell Norman today. Newell's got the day off. He'll be back with you on Monday. And wrapping up this first hour talking about that Lake Bourne Marsh Creation Project and basically the restoration of Louisiana's coast in general. Got some comments coming in on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line at 504-260-1870. This one says, Barataria Basin is melting away and nothing worthwhile is being done. I would invite you to go to CPRA's website and look at some of the proposed projects there. There are land building projects, marsh creation similar to what was done in Lake Bourne. There's not only the land bridge, but also some sediment diversion from the Mississippi River to help restore it quickly and then, you know, be trapped by that land bridge that they're building in. I think it looks pretty practical. Now, as far as the extreme lower part of Barataria Basin, I don't know. There may be some lands and wetlands that will just have to be sacrificed because it's just too expensive and too difficult a task to restore them, and time will tell about that. Here's another comment. Due to Louisiana politics, who are the landowners who have received this windfall due to the Marsh Project? They did not identify them. I don't know who they are, but again, there are a lot of benefits to the public by doing this on private land. And, I mean, they happen to own the land. They've owned it for years. I don't think that they bought it with the intention that the taxpayer money was going to be used to improve it or restore it. And, I mean, they simply become beneficiaries of it. But you can almost look like, well, the landowner's in the way. In fact, there's one gap in the Lake Bourne Marsh Creation Project, and I asked about that, why that one was left unrestored, and the answer was the landowner refused to commit. He didn't want it on his land. He said he trusted CPRA and he trusted the project engineers, but he did not trust the government. And I guess if you've been around long enough to see some of the government's projects that they did, namely the Mr. Go, which I think is the probably most devastating project the government has ever done to as far as wetlands. Anyway, we'll continue that topic on another day. Coming up after the top of the hour break, we're going to be changing gears a little bit. We're going to talk about the Pontchartrain Conservancy's 12th annual Lights Out on the Lake. Have you been there? Have you seen it? I have. It's a great boat parade. Corey Miller's going to join us to talk about that and also some of the work the Pontchartrain Conservancy does. And we're going to talk about Operation Catahoula Crunch. What the heck is going on? Federal immigration enforcement operations here in New Louisiana, the New Orleans area. And a lot of people are complaining. And a lot of people are supporting it. We'll talk about that, too. Stick around. I'll be right back after the top of the hour break. You're listening to the Big 870 WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.